Bawat taon, ang mga dayuhang mamumuhunan ay nakakabili ng 6,000 mga ari-arian sa New South Wales. Sinabi ng tesorero ng Estado, Gladys Berejiklian, na nananatili pa ring issue ang supply.
We have so much pent-up demand, we still haven't caught up. In the last 5 years, we've worked really hard to increase supply, but we still feel we will keep our metal to the pedal in terms of how fast we work and how hard we work to increase more supply and more stock onto the market, because if you want downward pressure on prices, you do need more supply out there.
Ngunit mula ika-21 ng Hunyo, ang dayuhang mga mamumuhunan ay kailangang magbayad sa pamahalaan ng New South Wales ng tinatawag na stamp duty surcharge na 4%. At halos 1% ng land tax surcharge ang ipapataw sa susunod na taon. Ang Queensland ay magpapataw ng 3% stamp duty surcharge, habang itataas ng Victoria ang umiiral na buwis nito sa 7%. Iginigiit ng tesorero ng New South Wales na ang bagong buwis ay hindi magpapahinto sa mga transaksyon.
We believe that this is what we call a very inelastic market, in that the people who are investing in these properties are likely to invest regardless of the surcharge. So that means that we strengthen our revenue position here in New South Wales.
Gayunpaman, sinasabi ni Glenn Bars ng The Property Council na ito ay isang hindi magandang buwis sa isang hindi magandang panahon.
There is no doubt if you continue to add taxes, you send a signal to investors that they are less welcome. Just yesterday, the New South Wales government scrapped a batch of business taxes, and in doing so said it would improve economic efficiency and lower costs. Well, you can't then add taxes and say it has no effect.
Dagdag pa ni Byers na ang mga presyo ng bahay ay maaaring tumaas kung magsisiurong sa pagbili ang mga mamumuhunan.
It's potentially going to damage affordability because it'll cost supply as investors potentially pull back from the market, and in doing so, projects fail to go from concept to completion.
Nakinikinita na ng kumpanya ng mga serbisyo ng real estate na CBRE ang pagbagal ng takbo sa mga gawain ng mamumuhunan. Si Justin Brown ay ang punong tagapagpaganap na direktor ng mga proyektong pang-residensyal ng CBRE. Aniya, noong nakaraang taon, 17% ng mga nabentang mga bagong bahay ay mula sa mga dayuhang mamimili.
We would be the largest off-the-plan seller on the eastern seaboard of Australia. I think this year we've sort of fallen back to a third of that. So our levels would be 6-7% currently.
Ang mas istriktong mga paghihigpit sa pagpapautang sa dayuhang mga mamimili ay nagkaroon din ng epekto.